Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this crispy fall morning. Please be seated. I think we have a few announcements. So as people come forward, I'd like to share with you that between the services this morning, some of us gathered to learn a bit about the new children's program that we'll be running here at St. James Westminster called Kids Camino. We're going to run it on Tuesday evenings from 6:30 till 8. If you would like to be part of this ministry, to volunteer, if you like being outsmarted by five-year-olds, but you couldn't make it between the services, please come find me after. Bet.
Good morning. I'm here to tell you about a win-win situation. Most of you are familiar with the FunScript cards that we offer here, or maybe you're not. They are gift cards that we, Judy Jones, Diane Fuster, where's she back there, and myself, and sometimes Elaine, sell at a table in the Great Hall after each service. These cards offer that win-win situation because with each card sold at our table, the church receives a percentage back. For example, when you buy a $100 PC card, and I'm only using PC as an example, remember, from us, the church wins by receiving $5 back from this sale. When we sell a different type of card, we might make 3% back. Now, I know it doesn't sound like much, but when you add that up, if 10 people bought a $100 gift card, that's a lot of money for the church to take back in. So the win for you is makes budgeting a lot easier. We all have to buy groceries. We all have to buy gas for our cars. And there are other situations arise where, again, you're looking for cards. You can also give that card to somebody else to do your shopping. That's what I do. Because if I go into a grocery store, I don't just buy that bag of milk. You know what happens. You don't just buy that. You come out with three or four other items. Impulse shopping. We also offer a big range of cards for other businesses, whether you have to buy a gift card for someone or want to give them out as a charitable contribution. We have Tim Horton and Starbucks cards. They're wonderful to give to the homeless. Christmas is coming, and it sure makes shopping a lot easier. So drop by the table. Talk to us. We would be more than happy to explain this a little more. And remember, it's a win-win situation for all. Now I got to talk about the difficult part. This Christmas is coming. I know it's early, October, but we're now taking orders for the Christmas wreaths. We have three sizes, three prices, all being sold at the sales table, as Stephen named it. Come and see us.
Very quickly, I'd like to invite all of you to a special service on November 2nd, which is a Saturday. It's the Ancient Feast of All Souls. It is a time in Christian tradition where we remember those that we love but see no longer, those that have died. One of the things that I've discovered since the pandemic is that grief is something that stays with us a lot longer than we think it does. And so this is an opportunity. This is a special day set aside, separate from a Sunday morning, in which we are invited to gather, to pray, and to have a solemn, reverent service in which we read the names of those that we love but see no longer. And so for that, if there is anyone who you would like to have their name remembered and read aloud in this church, there is a sign-up sheet on the table in the Sterling Vestry, which I'll be at after the service. Or if you've sent your name in to Rebecca, we'll get a list together there. This year, we're very excited that St. Aidan's will be joining us for that service. They've invited their people to come and to see how we do that service at St. James. So November 2nd, which is a Saturday at 7 p.m., for candlelight, music, and prayers of remembrance. Please come if you can. The other announcement that I have is that food is being accepted for Huron College. And so if you have any toiletries or basic food items, there is a huge need. And there is also two bins set out for warm toques and warm scarves for those in desperate need that Diane is looking after. So if you have some extra scarves, extra toques, warm things needed for those who don't have a place to sleep at night, and gloves, I'm getting the glove symbol, that would be fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I think those are all the announcements this morning. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. O Jesus Christ, teacher and healer, you heard the cry of the blind beggar when others would have silenced him. Teach us to be attentive to the voices others ignore, and by the power of the Spirit, respond in your name to heal the afflicted and welcome the abandoned. For your sake and for the sake of the gospel. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The former priests were many in number, because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But Jesus holds his priesthood permanently, because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for those of the people. This he did once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to weakness. But the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The goodness of the Lord. shall glory in the Lord.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus and his disciples came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart,
get up. He is calling you. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, my teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Please be seated. My brother went to get his learner's permit when he was 16, as many people do. He had studied, and he was confident that this would be a pretty easy endeavor. But he walked in to the driver's test center and soon walked out again without ever having taken the test. As you may know, they do an eye test when you first go in to get a driver's license. And boy, were we all surprised to learn that my brother had made it to 16, desperately in need of glasses, and having no idea. Off he went to the optometrist. And you know, after he got his glasses, he realized that there was some grief there that he had to process. Like every child, every student in school, there had been moments of struggle. And when he realized that he did not see as other folks saw, he wondered, would things have been different if we had known? In our gospel this morning, Jesus asks Bartimaeus, a man who is blind and begs, what do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus answers right away, my teacher, let me see again. Bartimaeus knows what he needs. And he asks Jesus for it without hesitation or artifice. And you know, his response caught my attention because Jesus has asked someone else this question very recently. Last week, we heard Jesus ask James and John the very same question. But their answer was a little different. They wanted to wield authority and power. They wanted a good seat at the kingdom that they thought Jesus was ushering in. And their request seems even more foolish now when we hear Bartimaeus, who has not been there with Jesus as he worked miracles. He's not heard Jesus' teaching of how different the kingdom of God will be. But Bartimaeus understands something that the disciples seem to have missed. So he does not ask for things he wants. He simply asks for what he needs. And I have to wonder if Bartimaeus was able to name his need before God, in part because he was different from the people around him. Now, I don't have major issues with my eyesight, but I have asthma and allergies and an immune system that seems to enjoy overreacting. And my experience with these things has been a long-term object lesson in humility. About a month ago, I caught my daughter's cold, and the cough just wouldn't go away. And after weeks of reminding the children to drink more water and take their puffer, you know, you have asthma, you have to accept that, I realized that perhaps I too needed to accept that again. And not surprisingly, when I named my need, I got better. The medication helped. part of having hearing loss or vision loss, being part of the deaf community or the blind community, managing a chronic illness or health condition is having to face your real limitations, learning that there will always come a time when you need a little help, a little support. And this can be frustrating, but I have found that it is also an incredible blessing. Because asking for help, naming that you cannot do one thing or another, even when you would like to, isn't something that most of us find easy. We start encouraging independence at a very early age. Being self-sufficient and working through our problems on our own are considered critical life skills. Every person is supposed to be able to take care of themselves by a certain age. And we continue to whisper that those who can't might just be a burden. And even though we know that this doesn't make sense, many of us struggle to ask for help when we need it, from our neighbors, from our families, from God. Because deep down, we worry that there is something wrong if we cannot do it all. But we cannot live that way. No one can. And today's gospel reminds us that we're not supposed to. Whether we carry a label, have a diagnosis or not, no one person has all the answers. No one person has every skill. We all need help with all kinds of things from time to time. As frustrating as it was for my brother to realize that perhaps life might have been different had his eyesight been caught earlier, he's never been upset about needing glasses. He was instead grateful to finally know what was happening, to be able to name his need. The gospel ends today with Bartimaeus following Jesus on the road to Jerusalem. Asking Jesus for help, getting Jesus' attention, had opened the door to being in relationship. And it is the same for us today. Understanding that we too need help. We too need healing. Getting used to saying that out loud. Asking Jesus and asking our neighbors for what we need opens the door to deeper relationship. Remembering that people don't actually fit into neat little categories called those who help and those who are helped. Remembering that we all have gifts and skills and limitations builds up the kingdom of God here on earth. So I wonder, what is it that you need? What will you ask Jesus for? What will you ask us for? Perhaps you do not want or need 20/20 vision, but you need help learning to pray. Maybe you're just fine with your asthma or your cane, but you need help paying your bills. Whatever it is that you need. Today's gospel reminds us that Jesus welcomes our requests, that we can bring our whole selves to God, because the first step to journeying with Christ is understanding that we need Christ. Amen. Let us stand and confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God.
Saints.
Let us pray. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on your church. Pour out your healing spirit on the divisions. Cure the spiritual blindness that prevents us perceiving and following your call. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on the nations. Pour out your healing spirit, bringing peace with justice. Open our eyes to see the consequences of environmental destruction and pollution. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on our financial institutions. Pour out your healing spirit on all who are materially rich, yet emotionally poor. Restore the balance to our balance sheets to take account of human costs. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on all who call out for relief in their suffering. Pour out your healing spirit upon them. Bring relief to all in need. Today, we pray especially for Anna, Gavin, Cherie, Nancy, Don and Nancy, Philip and Nelta, Eunice, Catherine, Brian, Anne, Sylvia, Carolyn, William, Bonnie, Joanne and Glenn, Robert, Peter, Grace, and Kate. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on all at the hour of their death. Pour out your life-restoring spirit on the faithful departed. By your intercession, may we find true peace with the Father. Righteous Lord, we wait on your word.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what you have done and by what you have left undone. We have not loved you from our heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
God of constant love, you have guided your people in all times and ages. May we who offer you our praise today always be ready to follow where you lead. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. You are the source of light and life for all your creation. You made us in your own image and call us to serve, call us to new life in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
"Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Creator of all, you gave us golden fields of wheat, whose many grains we have gathered and made into this one bread.
So will your church be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
stand and continue in prayer. God, our guide, you have fed us with the bread from heaven as you fed the people of Israel. May we who have been inwardly nourished be ready to follow you all our days. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you this day and always. Amen. My friends, go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
I have climbed highest mountains. I have run through the fields only to be with you. To be with you. I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled these city walls, only to be with you. Still haven't found what I'm looking for, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. kingdom come, then all the colors will bleed into one, bleed into one. Yes, I'm still running. You broke the bonds and you loosed the chains, carried the cross of my shame, of my shame. You know I believe it, but still I haven't found what I'm looking for. But still stay.